Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the California Angels and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dickie Thon. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The DH, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Donahue. Pitching for the California Angels, Frank Tanana. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Stan Poppy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Angels nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brookins moves to third. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Trammell scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Walkenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Rudy moves to second. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0 for 1 in the game. Thon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Donahue settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Donahue. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kemp is hit by the pitch. Brookins moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Brookins moves to third. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Carew moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Poppy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gritch takes first base on ball 4. Lansford scores. Carew moves to third. Thompson moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 1 in the game. Harlow strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-for-1 in the game. Poppy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. Donahue hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dickey Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0-for-2 in the game. Thon hits a fly ball into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Wackenfuss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Barr now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Thon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Summers reaches second base with a double. Cowens moves to third. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hebner is walked intentionally. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Summers tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Tigers. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Poppy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers scores. Hebner moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Brookins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gritch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Champ Summers now playing left field. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Carew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gibson, who is chasing the ball. Carew reaches third base with a triple. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gritch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Dan Gonzalez pinch hits for Steve Kemp. Dan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-1, Tigers. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Poppy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller, who is chasing the ball. Poppy reaches third base with a triple. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Tim Corcoran now playing first base. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0-for-2 in the game. Harlow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0 for 2 in the game. Donahue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickie Thon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thon is 0 for 3 in the game. Thon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chris Knapp now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Trammell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rudy hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Summers hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into right field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Angels 1. The Angels will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Poppy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 3 in the game. Harlow hits a fly ball into left field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Miller reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr pinch hits for Tom Donahue. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 12, and California Angels, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.